USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. French riot police have been scolded for brutally arresting two women after backing away when confronted by a big group of protesters against the so-called coronavirus health passes, who stormed a mall in central Paris. Hundreds of people forced their way into the shopping center on Saturday amid a nationwide string of demonstrations against the COVID-19 restrictions and mandates. At one point, the riot cops trying to quell the crowd were forced to leave the shopping center under pressure from the demonstrators. Hospitals in the heart of California's Central Valley are running out of beds in their intensive care units as a more contagious version of the coronavirus continues to spread. Hospitals in the 8-county San Joaquin Valley region have had fewer than 10% of staffed adult ICU beds, triggering special rules announced last month. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On Friday's Hugh Hewitt show, Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican of Wisconsin, said the U.S. doesn't have leverage over the Taliban because China will provide the Taliban with whatever money it needs, and they have the leverage of Americans who can be taken hostage.
And the administration is out there telling us, well, don't worry, the mission hasn't ended, we can still get our people out because we have leverage. What a joke, Hugh. We don't have leverage. Their entire theory of the case is that we have leverage because the Taliban want recognition, they want humanitarian assistance, but the Chinese are going to provide them with whatever cash they need.
Brazil's federal health regulator Anvisa on Saturday suspended the use of over 12 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech Limited that were produced in an unauthorized plant, it said in a statement. The manufacturing unit was not inspected and was not approved by Anvisa in the authorization of emergency use, the regulator said. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texas law blocking abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy is unconstitutional, but the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling to refuse to block it is not the constitutional crisis President Joe Biden is painting it to be. New York City constitutional and civil rights attorney Ken Belkin told Newsmax Friday.
Let's be clear. The Supreme Court has not fully taken up this case. They have only decided not to enjoin, meaning not to issue an injunction preventing this law from going into place. This law is going to be litigated in the lower courts, and I think inevitably is going to be struck down as unconstitutional.
Belkin says this is an unconstitutional law, but does not agree that the Supreme Court has unleashed unconstitutional chaos. The search for missing sailors has been called off. Details from USA's Tim Berg.
The search for 5 missing sailors whose military helicopter crashed off the California coast on Tuesday is being called off. The United States Navy announcing it's now a recovery mission, and the 5 missing sailors were declared dead. The decision comes after nearly 36 search and rescue flights failed to locate any wreckage. The Navy says the helicopter crashed in the ocean near San Diego during routine flight operations from the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.